Thanks for tuning in to our very first podcast. We're going to be talking about a variety of different types of topics suggested by you and us.
My name's Tyler.
I'm Shayla.
And my name is Ruth.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about all different types of relationships and our experiences. First, we're going to be discussing friendships, relationships, family relationships, and self-love. So pretty much relationships with ourselves.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about like relationships in general, like with everything. We're going to give our experiences basically what we said. So let's get this cracking. I don't know if we can cuss because I want... Whatever. Okay.
It's
alright. So,
yeah.
We're
fuck,
fine.
Fuck, fuck, no.
Okay. I mean, okay. So...
Let's start with friends.
Yeah. Friendships. Okay.
Facts.
What does friendship mean to you guys?
Friendship... I'm sorry, y'all. This is our first podcast, so I'm kind of nervous. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Friendships to me, in general, they mean... Honestly, friendships to me are like family. Like... Because I'm that type of person that if you're my friend, we get close, we get to know each other. Like, you guys are my sister, you guys are family.
Yeah.
We, like, we're ride or die, you feel me? We be going through it, we're loyal, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's what friendships mean to me. What about you guys?
Same thing as you.
Yeah.
Basically family, because once you, it crosses this, if it doesn't cross the stage for family, you know, for being sisters, then I don't know. I don't
Facts.
Know if that's, like, friends.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. You know?
Because you gotta have someone to, like, not that you got to, but it's nice when you have someone to, you know, tell your story to and relate and just...
Yeah, and also I think a big part of relationships in general is having trust.
Yeah.
Trust plays a big, big part, you know what I'm saying, in, like, relationships in general. So I feel like in friendships... You gotta have trust with your friends. You gotta know who you surround yourself with. You gotta know. Because at the end of the day, I feel like you are who you hang yourself around with. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really are each other at the end of the day. Like, we're our own individual person. But at the same time, it's like we're all kind of like the same. We all connect. That's why we're so close. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Similar traits.
Facts, that part. And then the next one, what is relationships with... Like couple relationships.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't in a relationship, but I can say, I think the biggest key to relationships when it comes to couples is communication. You gotta know how to communicate with each other, because if not, y'all gonna butt heads every single time. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a very hot-headed person, but at the same time, I do like to communicate how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you guys think?
Yeah.
Right?
The same thing as friendships, communication,
yeah.
Trust, because you can't be with someone, you can't trust them.
Facts. Yeah, you just gotta trust that person, like...
Just be open, just be real, basically.
Yeah.
We all know what that means. I ain't gonna lie, right, I ain't gonna lie, our experience, I've dealt with so many people who don't know what it's like to be a friend, what they don't know what it's like to be in a relationship, they don't know how to be committed... But
they don't know what they want.
They don't know what they want.
But like, if you don't know what you want, you shouldn't seek out being in someone's life. Because I think that's like the biggest thing.
Facts. And you know what? And it's like, if you don't know what you want, you fuck up the other person. Because they're like, okay, well, I want you, but I don't know what you want. You do make it clear sometimes, but then you don't. Like, if you're like that, if you're like wish-washy about what you want, then you just shouldn't mess around with that person. Just be like, hey... I'm not ready. I don't want to be committed to you yet. Or whatever. You don't want to be committed in general. Like, if you don't want to do it, then just don't do it and be real. Like, honesty really is a big factor in relationships in general. Like, be fucking honest, bro.
Like, work on yourself first.
Exactly.
Because even before my boyfriend's Dave, y'all didn't know. Even before we got together, it was all about me.
Right.
I already told him that. Because, like, 2019 was my year to go back to school, do everything, and then...
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then that comes with relationships with yourself. You got to learn how to love yourself before you love anybody else. Because how in the hell you going to love somebody else?
Yeah.
But can't love yourself. Can I get an aim up and up here? RuPaul.
Yeah, no,
RuPaul.
Yeah.
Just
as a thought. Trash.
And put yourself first even in the relationship. Like, I love David to death, but it's always go be me before, like, it sounds kind of bad, but I always still, it's me. Like, I still have to go to school. I still have to do me, and then you're still going to be there.
And
still support. Like, if you can't go on a ship and support each other, then there's no, you know.
Facts. Like, if you can't support me, you got to go. You got to be left. Goodbye.
If we're not
bye.
The same intentions and the same mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's very hard for me to put myself first, only because, I don't know, like, I just feel like I'm very loyal to people, so I feel like, oh, I'm gonna put them before me, but obviously, you know, that's not healthy. Like, you really gotta put yourself first no matter what. And it's something that I'm still battling, you know, with myself, because I really don't be putting myself first, and I'm hella hard on myself. But it just, it all comes to, like, it comes down to you. Like, you gotta learn how to love yourself. You gotta learn how to, like, deal with yourself and look in that mirror and be like, look, I hate you now, but I'm gonna love the person you're gonna become. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all just, like, a process of things and stuff. Yeah. What do you think, bestie?
Work in progress. Facts. That's pretty much it. I mean,
I think we're gonna deal with that all our lives, though, honestly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, especially as women. I mean, not that it's... Not,
no, yes.
Not trying
yes,
to sell yes, facts. Yeah, but not trying
we
to
go
sell,
through like, it hard. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, I mean, that's the most shit to deal with.
Yeah, and hold on to, like, a lot of stuff. And
don't get me wrong, men... Men do go through their own, you know,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It's just that they have this mentality, like, oh, I'm the macho man. I'm not gonna be vulnerable. I'm not gonna do this. Like, women... I'm not gonna, like... Women like when our men are vulnerable. Yeah. We love that shit. Like if you can...
Feelings.
Yeah, if you can... I know, like, emotion is a really big part of, like, you know, us women. Like, we really are building emotion. Shout out to Matt, because Matt was the one. Yeah. I swear to God, Matt, that emotion shit really be working, yo. Hey, on some real life shit, that emotion shit really be working, though. Like, I'd be like, okay, sometimes you really can't react in emotion, because... Shit just be going left. Like, I've had to learn that the hard way. Like, and I'm still working on that, you know? Like, it's hard. But us as women, we really are built in emotion. And we like it when you know, a man comes into our lives and just literally, you know,
just
lays
just,
it out there. Yeah, like, tell me who
sensitive.
You are.
Like,
right.
You're human. Like, just because you're...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a man that can take control. Period. I want you to take control. I don't want me... Because this is my issue when it comes to relationships. I always feel like I'm the man. I always feel like I always have to be the leader. And I don't want to be that. Like, I want to play my role.
It should just be... Honestly, I still think it'd be 50-50.
Yeah.
You don't need to be overruling me. Yeah. Like, we just need to be in agreement, you know?
Exactly. Equality. In agreement. Like, I don't want to be the one to be like, oh, yeah, no. Like, I don't like to control nobody. I don't like to be controlled. So why would, you know...
Yeah.
Why would... What am I trying to say? I don't like
why
to be controlled, so why would something... Right.
You want to do the same thing to someone
period
else.
Like yeah. Like at the same time, bro, like, stand up for yourself, bro. Like, what is it that's bothering
you? Want more
you?
In
like,
life
what
about that?
God,
as I said, if you don't work on yourself, do not get in a relationship, because there's it's not gonna work.
It's really not.
If you still have, I mean, of course everyone's gonna come with their baggage in a relationship, but if you haven't fixed your own problems with yourself, you can't go in a relationship expecting them to come fix it and help you.
Fast.
You know, that's too much on us, because we have our own problems and stuff we gotta deal with too.
Facts, no, and I agree with that, and it's like, don't get me wrong, like, I know I got a baggage to myself, you know what I'm saying, and there's things that I need to work on, and that's why I'm not really, like, going for anybody right now at the moment. Yes, there's, you know, people have, well, some I have feelings for and stuff, but I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, let me get with you now, like, I don't feel like I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're not ready, like we said before, don't get into nothing,
please.
Like,
yeah. Don't
bro,
even...
focus on yourself. Get your degree. Go to school. Whatever. Or if you don't want to go to school, you want to be a stripper. Don't do that. Do some. Get your money. Just do you. Like,
to
do.
Be mean.
I'm definitely right. Do whatever makes you happy. Period. Because if not, you're never going to be satisfied with yourself, and you're never gonna satisfy. You know.
Yeah.
Your partner. You know.
There's nothing wrong with being single. I like being single.
Yeah.
It's nice being single. It's nice being in a relationship.
Hey, but she cuffed though. She cuffed though.
All the way around, it's still nice.
I'm dead weak.
Like.
What do you think, bestie?
Yeah, I mean, because especially since we're... Not that age matters, but... Like, for instance, I'm just now in my 20s. Even though that... I hear it all the time, but we're, you know, we're young and we still got our lives to live. And it's true. And at the same time, it's like... Sorry, excuse me.
Girl.
At the same time, it's like, yeah, like, we, like Tyler said, I mean, it's not a bad thing if you're single. I mean, it just because, you know, there's everybody else, and if there's people around you that are in a relationship, doesn't mean that you have to, like, be in a rush to be with someone. Like,
facts.
it's not,
and I feel like
it's not
that
serious. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people hate being alone. Like,
yeah.
they just don't like the fact that they're alone.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, sometimes being... I'm not saying, like, be alone for the rest of your life. Honestly, I'd be saying that shit, but at the end of the day, on some real life shit, I don't want to be alone. Like,
yeah.
I see myself getting married to someone that, you know...
Have kids.
That loves me for me,
mm-hmm.
or I love him for him, you know what I'm saying? Like, vice versa. Like, What was I trying to say? I hella lost what I was trying to say.
But it's just all a due time.
Yeah.
Don't be, like, basically rushing it either.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, alone time. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, sometimes it is good to be alone because you get to figure yourself out. Like, you're not tormenting other people and you're not tormenting yourself because at the end of the day, I feel like hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're damaged, you're going to definitely damage other people.
Even sometimes intentionally without doing it.
Yeah, like, without, like, you're not trying to do it intent. Like, you're not, I'm going to go out. Some people are like that. Trust me, I've dealt with people like that. But, you know, it's just all about, like, self-love. I feel like that's really a big factor in relationships, honestly. It comes with loving yourself first. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I hella lost what I was. But yeah, what else should we...
Family.
Oh, family relationships, that's right. So, I think Tyler can take the floor here because she has a lot of family relationships.
Oh my God.
First up foremost.
Okay, you know, family's everything. I love family, but sometimes, lately for me, family has been stabbing me in the fucking back. I'm not even gonna lie.
Facts.
Like, I don't know. I just don't even know where to even start. I just feel like...
So...
They're not really there. Not there. I guess there for me.
But the way they show it, it makes you feel like they're not there.
Yeah, it makes me feel like shit. Yeah.
So, with my family or family, like, you know, in general, I'm not really, like... I have a close relationship with, like, you know, my siblings and my mom. But, like, when it comes to my other family, like, aunts and uncles, like, they... I ain't gonna lie, they be talking crap about me. Like, you know, I'm kind of, like, the one that's not doing nothing with my life. Since I don't have a job, I'm not really, you know... doing anything, so they kind of see that as like, oh, you're, you know, what are you doing with your life? Like, what the hell are you doing? I feel like if your family, like, honestly, your family is, like, can be toxic. Like, you, like, honestly, if they're toxic, then you gotta, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Right.
For real. Like, sometimes you really do have to be cutting relationships with your family, because that shit hurting. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And
that's your blood, like,
right.
You've grown up, yeah. And especially, that just happened to me recently, too, with someone that's, like,
Yeah, like, I've never really had, like, a good relationship with one of my siblings, so, you know, how can I say it? Like, it just plays a role. Like, if they're toxic, just, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Facts. And it can really mess with your mental health, too, like... You just be feeling like they feel like you're not worth it. Like, you feel worthless. You start to feel hopeless. And, you know, that's taking away from your self-love. Because that's not going to make you love yourself.
Right.
And I really do feel like family plays a big part of self-love.
Oh, yeah. You're going to think there's something wrong with you all the time.
Right.
And there's really just nothing. It's just your family telling you things.
Yeah, family can really...
Over years. It's not even now. It's just been years
right.
and years
and,
of
and
it.
That, you know, that, like I said, that really affects your mental health. Because then you really start to feel like, damn, like, am I not worth anything? Like,
right.
You know, like, it sucks to not even hear your family say, oh, hey, I'm proud of you. Like,
never,
you know.
Never
yeah,
had.
Honestly, like, I've, they're, you know, my mom is my, you know, number one. But there are times, you know, like, I've never really had anybody say, hey, Ruth, I'm proud of you. Which is why I feel like I'm very hard on myself. Because I've never really knew what it was like to have somebody say, hey, you know, you're doing great. I'm proud of you. Like, you woke up today, like... That and it's hard. There's a lot of people out there who really can't get up from bed because, you know, of how bad things are going. And
it just takes that one person.
It really does. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you guys, like, family really does play a big-ass role. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to learn how to you got to learn how to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really...
Take it day by day.
I'm not going to lie. I do hate the saying it is what it is. But sometimes, guys...
No.
It really is what
that
it is.
That thing has been too real.
It really
lately.
Is what it is. No, it really has. Because my thing with it is what it is why is it is what it is when it can be something more?
So
you know what I'm
better.
Saying? I feel like everybody has the potential to grow, to succeed, to be better than what you are. I know for a fact that I can be better than what I am today. You know what I'm saying? I'm not where I want to be, but I accept that, you know, that's going to take... me to fix that, not nobody else. That comes with self-love, with yourself, relationship wise right? I feel like you got to learn how to take control in your life. If you got no control, ain't nothing ever gonna go right in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think control a bit plays a big factor too. What do you guys think?
Oh yeah. Because if you sit here and you just want everything handed to you, or you just want to just sit here and just expect to
facts that part
to, for people to just give and you're not doing anything.
Else. You blame everybody else, else for yeah. the issue. The issue
yeah.
is you. It's,
yeah, like
facts it, that part.
It's just a waste. It's just all right. a big waste because it's like you're not. Why would you want that? Like, don't you like anyone? Well, not anyone, everyone, but anyone in our position definitely loves the feeling to work hard for what you want and just strive for better no matter what. And that comes with anything, career, life, relationship, friendship, anything. And it's like, and you just got to take control over it. And not, but at the same time, remember to not like over put yourself in something, like, because God always takes control of everything in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Anyone is, you know, God gives us, you know, power. You know what I'm saying? Like, God hasn't given us a spirit of no courage. I don't know what that's called, but, you know, God gives us courage. You know what I'm saying? And if, I think, you know, we're Christians, so we believe, we have, you know, we believe in God. I have a strong faith in Him, you know, and I always say, you know, God is the source to love. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like without God, you can't love nobody. Because God's love.
Yeah. And He created all of us. So.
Exactly. He created all of us. Like, without Him, I'm telling y'all, like, without Him, I'm going to be real. We're going to keep it 100. I'd be dead, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's been times where, you know, I felt like I didn't want to be here anymore. But God plays a big, you know, factor in that. And you know, you guys too. And everybody that supports me and that's been there for me. Because you guys know my journey hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it all just comes back. It all comes down to you.
Yeah.
You know, it comes down to you. Who you are as a person.
You have to want it. Like, put effort in. Who do don't you want to see yourself grow?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? It's sad because there's a lot of people who just don't see that in themselves.
Yeah. I know I've met a lot of people like that lately.
Yeah, I trust we've man.
And it scares me. I want to help them, but I can't even help my damn self. So, like, I don't know what to do.
That's another big thing. You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Because you're killing yourself. I'm going to tell you guys this. I've always been there for people no matter what. But who the hell has been there for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who? And that shit really messes with you, honestly. That shit messes with your head. Because it's like, damn, like, I've been here. That's not including you guys. You guys are excluded. Oh, but, like, in my past, you know, relationships and stuff with people. It's like, damn, like, I've been there for these people. But where the hell where are they? They gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They took the shit. They said bye. And it's like that. I feel like, I don't know.
I think it's a good experience because it helped us
you
grow.
Learn, yeah,
and
you
we
grow.
Know who to surround ourselves with.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing, especially that.
No, like, who to surround yourself with.
Yeah, because if you don't surround yourself with good people, then you're not going
to
grow at all. You're going to be in the same
And that comes position. With you surround yourself with, you know, you are who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
And you let yourself be influenced by people who
be a leader.
And you care, right? You care about what everybody's
facts.
Like.
Look, be
we're
a leader.
We're grown as fuck. Honestly, why are you still following someone around like a lost puppy? Like, what are you doing?
For real, like, be yourself. Like, stop trying to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
Facts. Period. Like, keep that same. Right. We're gonna snap. Hey, snap. We're gonna snap, guys. Like, hey, if y'all agree, snap with us. Y'all agree, snap.
Man.
For real, though, like, be yourself. Why do people feel the need? And I've seen that. We've seen this in so many people that have come in our lives. Why do you feel the need to be something that you're not? Why do you feel the need that you need approval from people? You're never going to succeed in life.
No.
Never.
You
want to ever.
Do it for yourself. Like,
that's,
why
that's,
are you doing it for someone
you're
else?
Yeah, like,
do it exactly.
At the end of the day, who's going to be there with you? Your goddamn self. Like,
like you are your own
body. And that's what
body.
Every single advice that I've given people that have come into my life, I always tell them, don't do it for people. Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not doing me a favor. You're doing yourself that favor. Because you know why? Because you're becoming a better person. You're learning from your mistakes. If you sit there and contemplate and be like, oh man, like, I'm not getting nowhere in life, oh this and this, well, ask yourself why. I'm not hanging around in the right crowd. I'm doing bad shit. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, we all do bad shit. You know, yeah, we're not perfect. We're not
angels.
I'm not right. I'm not perfect. Of course I'm a Christian, but I'm not holy. Oh, you know, I'm not. I'm gonna be real. Yeah, I like, you know, I like to drink. I like to party. We like to do stuff. Shut. But at the same time, like, we know, like, we take control.
It's in moderation.
Like, right. Like, yeah. learn how to have moderation. If you cannot control yourself,
there's time and place for everything.
And if you gotta cut back on that shit, cut it back.
Please, like,
this is your life you're living. It's yours.
This is only one body.
Right. This exactly. Like, this is God's. This is a gift to God. You know, sometimes we feel like it's not a gift, but really, living is a gift, guys. Like,
yes.
You can't take this shit for granted. Yeah. Our bodies is our temple. Our bodies is what God gave us to take care of. You know what I'm saying? And if we're not taking care of it, then shit, why the hell are you living? You know what I'm saying?
And I just think there's always worse than me. Like, if you're just sitting there, there's someone worse than me.
Yeah, I know this sounds kind of like, not weird, but I work in a memorial place. And so, obviously, that's funeral home. So that's, you're surrounded by people, you know, passing and dying, and I'm just the receptionist. Sometimes I see people's, you know, in coffins and things like that, but sometimes I can see, like, what happened, like, why they die. And this other lady, she had died, she had an ulcer in her in her stomach. And this other man, he had gastric bypass. And then recently, this one of my coworkers, her name is Jerusha, she's this older black lady, but her nephew passed away Friday, and his service was on Saturday, because I work Saturday on the weekends, and the service was pretty, like, I wasn't there because it was in Lodi, but before they left, they did, like, a receptionist, and I mean, not receptionist, but, like, a reception type of thing, yeah, and they were all dressed in white, and we have this thing called the Doves of Love, so that's when someone passes, and then you get doves, and then you just release them out into the sky. Mm-hmm. And then she was telling me, my coworker Jerusha, she was telling me, she was like, you know, today I woke up and it really hit me. She was like, reality hit that he was really gone, because I was there when he took his first breath and he was first born. I held him in my arms, and then I was even there when he died, when he took his last breath in my arms. And then I told her, I was like, sometimes, even though it's hard, God sometimes, you know, he does stuff for a reason, even though we don't know what the reason is.
That part.
And I had to take that in for a second for myself, too.
Facts. I mean, we all have a purpose in life. Yeah, if you don't know what your purpose is, you need to fix yourself.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're here. We're alive. We're here for a reason. You know, if God didn't want us here, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. But we're here for a reason. And if you can't find your purpose, you better start finding it somewhere. Because you got a purpose. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
You got a purpose regardless. Regardless of what you think. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I'm not worth it. I feel like I'm not good enough. You are. Facts, period. Yeah. You are good enough. You are worth it, and you got a purpose. No. You are that bitch. Yeah. Hey, I want to know why you built like that. But I'm serious.
Seriously. Sometimes I wake up. You just gotta say that in the mirror just to go, like, hell throughout life, and you know.
And you know what? I do. What I like to do is a lot of self talk. I know that shit. You be looking crazy, but that really does help. Yeah. I talk to myself every day,
24/7, all day, anything.
Yeah, and if you gotta look in that mirror, look into that mirror. Right. Start doing stuff to help yourself. You know, love yourself again. Cause I'm telling you guys. Love yourself. Yeah. Love
Spend more time with yourself. You'll really surprise your damn self.
You really will. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll be like, oh, like, this is what I, this is my potential. Oh, I can do this.
And try different things too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, just try new things.
Interests,
like,
hobbies.
Be extravagant.
Yeah.
Be adventurous.
Take care of yourself.
Right. I ain't saying go do crazy shit, you feel me? But I mean, like, go have fun.
Favorite,
like,
restaurants.
Right. Try
little things
right,
like that.
Little right. things like that. Like, go out to paint if you guys are creative. I'm very creative. I love all that. I love art. I love that. Yeah. Go out to art museums. Go try out, I don't know, scary places. Do something. But do something that you'll enjoy you can find your purpose. So that you can find why you're here.
Yeah.
My bestie.
Sorry. And another thing, too, because especially now in today's generation, like I said, we do that all the, we don't do it all the time, but there's a time and place for it. But everything is not all about drinking and partying and
facts.
All that. Like we said, we, art museums, little things, favorite restaurants. I even find it enjoyable just going around downtown and just walking and
facts.
Looking at the scenery. Like, that's fun. And it's like healthy stuff. Like, of course we we all drink and we like to party, but facts. But it's not all
about that.
Yeah,
you know?
There's much more to life. Yeah, much more than that.
And you know, it kind of sucks because really, there's people like the guy, and your job.
Yeah.
Tell them.
This coworker of mine, he's this he's a part of the grounds crew. So he comes in and he was like telling me all, basically started telling me about his life. And he was like, yeah, I'm like, you know, like I have 5 kids with my ex-wife. And now I'm like, I just had a fight with my girlfriend and look what she did to my face. And he had like a scratch mark on his, on his face. And he was like, man, like sometimes I just don't know what to do. So I just drink to my death.
It's sad. Like, oh man, I'm telling you guys, like,
and that solves nothing. I'll tell you,
it does not. Because
you're gonna sober up and you're still gonna have the same damn problems.
You really look drinking. Okay, what you say? It's a temporary fix. Is it though? Let's be real. Is it a temporary fix? It's not. There was a point that time I'm gonna be open. Mm-hmm. A time that I went really like ham. I started like I drank like a bottle of fucking Jack Daniels, a bottle of Ciroc, and I had alcohol poisoning for like 2 days. Mm-hmm. But I had hit rock bottom. I was like, damn, like that. You know, a lot of people, oh, it's not a big deal. That's the everybody. Go. No, mm-hmm. Like that was my rock bottom, and I realized, damn, I gotta deal with my problems. Like my problems were still there the next day.
Yeah.
I was just hung the fuck over. You know what I'm saying? Like, my problems are gonna be there.
Creates more problems for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. It really did. Because, mm-hmm. you know, now my mom thinks I'm like this big alcoholic and she be on my ass. But you learn from your mistakes. That's mm-hmm. another thing. You gotta learn from your mistakes.
And own up to it.
And
own up to your shit, people.
My communications professor.
Own up
said.
To your yeah. shit. Ownership. That's
we already know before you even think we know.
Period. Stupid. Being dumb. Own up to your shit, people. On some real ass shit, own up to your shit. If you can't own up to nothing, bro,
don't say shit.
Don't say shit to me,
bitch. Don't nothing, right?
Turn that shit off, like Lando said. Turn that shit off. Like I don't want to hear it. Like own it. Own. Be a grown up, okay?
Please. Stop acting like you're 12.
Please grow up.
Put some pants on.
Please tight that shit up and grow the hell up and say, damn, I did this. I fucked up. Let me do something about it. Let me fix it. Don't just sit there, run away from your shit.
Yeah.
That's a cycle that you're gonna continue to keep experiencing.
And then if someone calls on your shit, just listen. Because they're trying to help you. We got our own shit, but we're trying to help someone else.
Bro, on some real ass shit, if I'm sitting here taking the time to tell you, hey, I'm observing that you need to do this. I'm not saying it because I want, like, I'm not saying it for me. I'm saying it for you. I'm not saying it because I want to bug you. I'm not saying because I hate you. I'm saying because I love your ass. We want to see you succeed. I don't want to see you fall down, but if you can't even like acknowledge that, then there's nothing we can do. Period. Like, you can't sit here and be like, oh, I need help. Oh, I need this. Okay, what are you gonna do with it?
You need to find a way to help yourself.
Period.
First.
Look, on some real ass shit, you have the help. The help is there.
Yeah.
If you don't appreciate the help is gonna be gone.
There's people who have jobs for
that.
I used to go to fucking counseling.
Hell yeah.
And it actually helped. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah,
shout
out to London. I miss you, London, wherever you're at. Yeah. If you're in LA, I miss you, girl. I haven't been to therapy after you, so. But yeah, no, it does help.
If you're just a stranger looking in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and you build a relationship with that person. Of course, mm-hmm. of course it's scary at first, but hey, you're doing something for yourself. Yeah. That's what London would always tell me. Be like, hey, at least you're here. Yeah. There's a lot of people who don't have the courage to come up here and say, hey, I need help. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing.
Little steps is still a big step.
Exactly. Yeah. Another thing, addiction. A lot of people who are addicted, in denial, don't mm-hmm. accept that they need the help, but they sit there and ask for the help, but then they don't get the help. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like I said, own up to
you're so
your
sorry
shit.
For yourself,
and then you feel, and then you want people to pity you. You want people to feel sorry.
Hell no.
Rule number one, never, ever, ever think that you need people to feel sorry for you.
Don't need that shit.
Because at the end of the day, that makes you weak.
Yeah.
That makes you weak mentally and fucking physically. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, screw that. Learn how to fucking learn from your mistakes. Go do something about your shit instead of sitting there crying and doing this.
Right.
You feel me? So, and this.
Man.
But own up to your shit.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Facts, dude.
Don't need sympathy. We need strength.
Wait.
And we're not perfect. We're just right. like, we're just,
this is
all experience.
Yes.
And we're not, only 20, I'm 21 years old and all this shit we have experienced.
Bro, and at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we're young. We're in our 20s. Like, yeah, me and Tyler, we're both 21, Shayla's 20, yeah. and all of the shit that we already experienced. And but you know what? We're very mature enough to say, hey, all of this shit that we've dealt with, people learn from it.
Yeah, people think we're older just because of how mature we are.
Oh, hell yeah. There's like every single time that I meet someone new, oh, how old are you? I say my age. Wow, you look very more like mature for your age. Like you're very mature every single time. Even in interviews, they always tell me that.
You know so much. You know, because you just learn from that. Experience.
Yeah, no one's gonna. Like,
we absorb that and then we learn.
Just, yeah, we'd be like, I don't want to be like that, so exactly. we don't do it. Yeah.
Exactly. You know?
And but y'all just be like, hell yeah, you do it. So
for real, like I
just
said,
don't understand the logic of that.
For real, like I said, be yourself. Why follow others?
Yeah.
You want to be worse? You want to be worse?
And then these are people you don't give fucks about. Like, you go off the night.
Oh, that's a whole other story.
That's different.
Yo,
that's another topic for next week.
Cool. Like I said, okay, that's friendships, right? That's friendships. Yeah. Know who you surround yourself with. If you see people. Okay, say this. I got a friend, right? And, you know, this person, we all know this person. This is an example. This is an example. Yeah. I'm not, like, saying this from my experience. Yeah. I'm saying, okay, let's say I had a friend, right? And this person, you know, he or she goes out and, I don't know, and does drugs, right? And then I'm sitting here, you know, let's say like, I was addicted to drugs, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say the person had drugs and they're like, oh, come on, bro. Like, here, do it. You're, and then I'm doing it. Is that a friend to you guys? Do you guys consider that a friend?
Mm.
No.
Right.
That's destroying you.
Exactly. Learn how to know who.
And they know.
And they that's
fucking
the thing.
Know. That's the sad part.
That's the sad part.
They don't care.
People who sell drugs is already fucked up. Think people who do all this shit that's already fucked up, you just keep giving it to them because you want money.
That part. Do you think those people care or give a shit about you?
Yeah.
They don't. They will leave your ass to the. Let's say you end up in jail. Are they going to be there?
Right.
Hell no. They're not going to be there. Those people are not your friends. They give not one rat's fuck about you.
Exactly.
Period.
But you want to impress them.
When they clearly just don't know, they don't care about your well-being. They see money over your self-worth.
They use you.
Anything.
They cheat on you. They do this. They do that. And you sit there and you're like, I love
and
this.
You still go
I
back
love
to
it.
Them. You still go back
give
to
me more. Give me more. Give me more. Fuck
like
that.
Cube.
Learn how to know. Learn how to want better for yourself. For real. For real.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, just tell us.
That's
like,
just that's literally.
I'm sick of that
right
shit.
Now. It just pisses me off.
I'm pissed. Like I'm getting red, bro. Like I'm mad.
Yeah,
now. Like,
it makes me mad.
Right?
Now
like,
I'm just thinking about it.
I just because
that's all we see every time.
But
like,
you know what? Those are the people that don't love themselves.
Yeah,
they don't care about themselves. But because they surround themselves with the wrong people, and I that's what I was actually telling Shayla this earlier. I said, you know, I care about this person or whatever, but sometimes. You're not even enough for that person that's, you know, hurt. You know what I'm saying? But you should be. Like, you know, let's say I have a person that's, you know, is a fucked up person. But at the end of the day, they're still enough for me. I enjoy their company. I love who they are. If I can see your worth, why can't you see your worth?
In the midst of everything.
In the midst of everything that we've been through. We've been through a whole bunch of shit. That's a whole nother story.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
If I can see your worth, why can't you see... why can't you see it for yourself?
And it doesn't take someone to tell you. You should already at
you
least
already
come
know.
To the conclusion.
I don't need to
hey,
come tell you
like,
what
I'm
you
better
did
than
wrong
this.
And what you did this and
no,
that.
No, we're all grown here, guys. Like
no, we're not.
Us mature people, we're all grown. If you
just
if
kidding.
Yeah, if you're yeah, if you can't lip shit, then you're not grown. Like you
yeah.
age really doesn't matter. Like the maturity that I've seen in these men, oh wow. It'd be acting like they're I don't know. They're back in there.
It just makes me
want to
hit your parents. And
for
just,
real.
Like, go in your life and be like, really, what happened?
But it's like, that's what I say. It's not even like, yeah, so of course, parents do take, you know, like I said, families. They do take, they play
how
a big
you, how
role.
How you're raised.
They, how you're raised. Also, it does affect you. But like I said again, the people that you surround yourself with. Like, if you're surrounded with a bum, you're going to be a bum.
Right.
Period. Like, there's nothing to that. You're going
unless
to be a bum.
They're
going to
drag you down.
And
right
everyone
along with them. That's what the people do. They make you sure you stay at their level.
And everyone has choices. Like, you know, if you guys seen
everybody
the show.
Got choices.
On my block. But Caesar.
That's my shit.
Yep. Yeah. With Caesar, he was surrounded by a whole bunch of gangs and lifestyle and all that. And he thought that that was his only destined choice, but everybody all got choices.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling Shayla, because that's why I like On My Block, because it shows that you have a choice, no matter where it is that you're from. And a lot of people, no, I don't have a choice. I had to do this. Yeah, you didn't.
Race, I was in that. No.
There. Trust me, I know people who have been in that shit who decided to choose a better life for themselves. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. That's a bullshit excuse. The only reason why you feel like you don't have a choice is because the pressures of your family or whoever you're surrounding with is telling you, no, you have to do this. You have to be this. Fuck that shit. You take your shit and you go. Want better for yourself.
Yeah.
Period. That's why I love that show, because it really shows a good message. And at the end of the day, support really does matter, because Caesar had support.
Yeah.
He had his girlfriend. He had the two friends.
Yeah.
Support really, and obviously, yeah, and it is, I'm not gonna lie, it is hard, especially if, you know, you're in that lifestyle. It is hard if you don't have the support, because you don't have nobody to influence you in the right.
Yeah, but if you see that one friend still fucking there, what are you doing?
Facts. What?
We're still trying to freaking tell you.
And that's the thing, like, I don't know, sometimes those people like that, you just gotta let them do what they gotta do.
Yeah. And let them keep making mistakes.
Let them keep making mistakes. And if they don't learn, that's not your problem. That's what I've had to learn. I cannot keep fighting people's battles. Their battles are not mine to fight. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in this world who has fought my battles. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nobody. I'm fighting my battles on my own. You all, at the end of the day, you got yourself. You depend on yourself. You don't depend on nobody else. And you depend on yourself and you depend on God.
Yeah.
Period.
That's it.
So.
Only so much you could do.
There's only so much you can do for a person.
And God knows that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. At the end of the day, God knows that. Like I said, with Shayla, like, you know, I met Shayla through Tyler. And God used Tyler for me to meet Shayla. And I had just, you know, been in a horrible, like, a friendship that, you know, completely went left. And I was broken. And I said, no, I don't want to meet nobody. Like, I don't want to be friends with nobody. If it means I got to be by myself, I was in a bad space. I was like, I don't want to be friends with no one. If that means I have to be by myself, then I'm going to be by myself. But God proved me wrong. He said, no, there are good people out there. Mm-hmm. There is someone good out there. And Tyler was the instrument. And I'm always grateful to Tyler, because if it wasn't for her, I would have never met Shayla. And that's why I feel like we're so close. We all come together because we all found each other. Tyler was used by God for me to meet Shayla, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shit, to sum the shit up, surround yourself with good people. If you feel like someone's toxic in your life, let them do
that. That means you gotta be by yourself, or you gotta pack up and move Facts. Different states. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Remove yourself. Period. Yeah. Do what's best for you at the end of the day.
You don't owe them any explanations. You just block them.
Period.
Stop
period.
Talking. Yeah.
If people have the balls to leave out of your life, do the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't feel bad or sorry.
No matter
nothing.
How hard it will
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Because it is hard, especially if you're close with that person. But at the same time, you gotta do what's best for you, because... You
look, if a fucked up person can leave you being a good person, then why can't you, as the good person, leave them?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I gotta learn that shit sometimes too, because I'd be like, no, but they'll learn. Nah, fuck that shit. Sometimes people don't change.
Yeah.
There are people who really don't change. Mm-hmm. People will only change if they really wanted to change.
From the bottom of their hearts.
From the bottom of their mother effing hearts.
Just because they say they changed, you think they're changed? They
nope.
Probably haven't.
Nope. That's facts. Change is within yourself. You know what I mean? Want to learn, be who you want to be and change that shit. If you don't like who you are, then do something for yourself. Yeah. Period.
Learn something from this.
Know your worth, right?
Know your worth. Know your worth.
It's okay
facts.
To be single.
Facts.
What else?
It's okay to be single. If your family is toxic, leave that shit. Don't deal with that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not worth your time.
It's not.
Energy.
And the wise words of Gabriella. I gotta go my own way.
That part. I feel like, at the end of the day, the big, big key of relationships in general is learning how to love. Self-love. Learning how to love yourself. Because at the end of the day,
that's how all relationships start, actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Learning how to... Wow, that cloud looks really... Okay, sorry. I got lost on track. That cloud looks...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but learn how to love yourself and do self-talk, right?
Yeah.
Do a lot of self-talk.
Do what makes you happy.
Don't be embarrassed to go talk to people about your problems. Hell no. Because a lot of people are scared about that, too.
Yeah, and there, you know, there's a lot of people who would be like, oh, you know, I don't want to talk to them because I don't know them. Like, I want someone. Sometimes, you know, yeah, of course it's good to have someone because you have a special connection with them. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Go talk to somebody, like, new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
They won't judge you. And then they're coming in with their own opinions of how they look at things and what their experiences are.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm always open to helping people. Like, I've had a fair share of people who've told me so many stories. Like, I had a friend who was in foster care. She was, you know, in and out of houses. And her family had forced her to be with a guy that she didn't want to be. I've had, you know, people who've, you know, got raped. I've had people who've been in jail. I have people, you know, I've dealt with so many people, and I'm always open to help, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to learn that you got to help yourself first and realize that some people really just don't take the help, you know? They kick you to the curb and be like, bye, I don't want your help.
Using you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, using you, so...
That's big too. Yeah,
that's
another topic.
So we let us know what y'all want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tyler's the famous one, so just be messaging her. Yeah. I ain't got no friends. I'm gonna be real.
My Instagram, Tyler's Moon.
Hey, oh yeah, we could.
On Instagram. Yeah, shout us out.
Here's our Instagram. Mine's is Ruthie Munoz, so it's RUTHIIE. MUNOZ. Find me, bro.
And I'm Shayla.
Find me,
and I'm
bro.
Shayla Love. SHELALOVED.
And mine's Tyler, like the guy, but Simone. SYMMONE.
Yeah, Tyler's spell is TYLER.
Google me, bitch.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for our podcast. I hope you guys really enjoyed this shit, because I know I did. You feel me? And
just nice to let everything out.
Yeah, it's really nice to sit down and talk, because I ain't gonna lie, I
can
need this.
Can we just talk?
Facts. Can we just talk? Ooh, we should put a Khalid song up. Oh, okay, yeah. We got off track. But yeah, let us know what you guys want to hear, and I hope you guys like it. Please share our shit so we can be big out there.
Man.
And yeah, so bye.
Bye.